Okie doke. This is Reverend Ann Perswell of Divinely Intuitive Business. We are here for day 25 of our 25 Clients in 25 Days program. This is the topic of today's call is, I say yes. When we say yes to opportunities, even if we don't know how it's going to turn out, even if we don't know how we're going to pay for it, think of hiring someone, right? Hiring an assistant. Hiring a mentor, hiring a contractor, hiring a housekeeper, hiring somebody who helps you out, purchasing a program. If your guidance has guided you there and you feel the need, the desire is within you, and you feel the desire to say yes, then say yes. Don't stop because you're worried about the payments. In the saying of yes, expansion occurs. And this is for saying yes to clients. This is for saying yes to your business. This is for saying yes to that marketing strategy. This is saying yes to, you know, reaching out and connecting. This is saying yes to inviting people to connect with you. This is saying yes to life. To love, to the divine. The fear of making a wrong mistake or making a mistake and doing it wrong can grab us and hold us. Hold us tight. It can strangle us, keep us from creating what we want. So we find ourselves still. Years later, unfulfilled, we find ourselves wondering what happened. Why am I not moving forward more? Why is this not happening for me? Because you listen to your fears. All right, everyone, nice deep breath. Calling in our guides, calling in our angels, calling in the divine, saying thank you for being here with us through this journey. Thank you for guiding us, or helping us understand things more fully than we understood before. We are grateful, really, truly grateful. So even though there are times when I want to say yes, I want to say yes, but I'm afraid. Or I think, oh, yes, what a great idea. And then I start to think about all the ways that couldn't work. I start to think about all the ways that's not a good idea. I start to think about all the ways it won't turn out well. All the ways in which I am afraid. All the ways that it really just maybe is not such a great idea. And I stopped myself. I stopped myself from really, really taking that next action because I get afraid, because it's not practical. It doesn't make sense because I don't have a space for a horse or whatever. It doesn't make any sense to do that. And I stopped myself. I stopped myself. And even though I do that, it's okay. I've done it many times in the past. It's okay. The question becomes, is this the direction I want to go? Is this download going to take me there? Is this download going to help me out? If I implement it, will this be my next right step? And will you, universe, provide me with a sign that that is the right next step? Will you give me confirmation because I'll pay attention? And I don't have to control what that confirmation is. I'll see a red balloon floating by in the sky. I don't have to control it. I can trust that I will receive the confirmation and that I will recognize that that is my confirmation, or that is my confirmation to not do it. I can trust myself to get out of my own way, to trust that the yes inside of me is the right next step, if indeed it is, to trust that what I receive is truly from the divine and not from my ego, not from my mind, not from my wish list, my, oh, yeah, I would like that, it'll make me feel good. Not from my ego. Although those might be also true. I trust that what I'm receiving is the download from the divine and that I will recognize it. That I can recognize it, that I can trust it, that I can take action on it, that I can learn to recognize the downloads which are there to guide me along the way, to show up, to ask the questions, to ask for the support, to ask for the help, to ask for someone who knows someone. How can I hire someone? How can I find the right mentor? How can I find that right contractor? How can I find the right person who can help me with this project? To trust that that person is out there waiting. How can I find our next right horse? To trust that that horse is waiting, just waiting for our new home and ready, and I will recognize it. To trust that that mentor is there, to trust that that support is there, and that I will recognize it. I say yes to allowing this to have its own magic and not to have to be in control of what that magic looks like, but to allow the process, the magical process, to unfold within me and unfold without, so that I may see it. I am willing to experience that as my reality, to say yes to that. I'm willing to say yes to the magic of trusting the divine, to recognizing my downloads, to understanding that those downloads are there for me, perfect, perfectly aligned, perfectly drawn in, perfectly provided. And I don't have to understand all the whys. I don't have to understand why that one horse didn't come and live with me. I don't have to understand that. But to trust that it was the right choice, it was the right movement, it was the right thing to do for myriad reasons. And not just for the horse, but for me as well. To trust that those things that I have done before, that the people I've hired and it didn't work out, that there was something very important for me to learn, something that I got, that I needed, even if it wasn't what I wanted. To trust that that program that I offered was teaching me as much about the offering process as I was teaching my people about who I am and how I show up and how they too can show up. I can trust. I can say yes to trusting. I can say yes to understanding the process of magic even more. The process of alignment, the process of co-creation with the divine, so that I may manifest the life that I want, the business that I want, the clients that I want, the money that I want, the love that I want, the health that I want. Yes. say yes to that. I say yes to the divine. I say yes to me. I say yes to my dreams. I say yes to my guidance. I say yes to my intuition. I say yes to love, to expansion. I say yes to alignment, to connection. I say yes to yes. And I don't have to understand all the time why. I don't have to understand all the time the hows. How is this perfect? How is this the right thing? How is that the right next step? How is that the right person? How is that the right thing for me to do at that time? I don't have to understand it. I can trust. I choose to trust. And all God's people said, amen. Amen, sister. Amen. I choose to trust myself, the divine, the process, the magic, the love, the connection, the joy, my clients, the people I work with. I choose to trust. I choose to trust. This is my truth. This is my truth. Damn right, this is my truth. And so it is. Nice deep breath. Thank you. Big hugs to you all. Go get your divine on, everyone. Bye now.